This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CU Fin Health gathering here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And in the studio lounge, we have Credit Mountain's very own Nathan Pinto. Nathan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Yeah, terrific.
Long time no see.
Been about a year,
About a year or so. At FinTech Meetup, we saw each other. Yeah, so how are things going at Credit Mountain these days?
It's been a journey, for sure. I think this time last year, we had launched a digital credit counselor, and we had grown from 5 credit unions to 20.
Wow, well done.
We spent all of 2023 getting those credit unions live and trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. We learned pretty quickly that there were pieces of our puzzle that worked less than others, and some that, frankly, were just really difficult to even get to the starting line. It was, you know, bringing all the different pieces together and learning lessons. And at the end of the year, we just really couldn't deny one simple fact, and it was that our decline solution was the area where we could make the biggest impact. It was the easiest for credit unions to get set up, and that there were way more pain points on the decline side than we ever thought. We thought, okay, you know, there's some frustration with the borrowers and they're upset, but little did we know on the credit union side, there's call center volume, people calling in trying to ask, hey, can you explain this letter to me? And the person doesn't know because they're not the underwriter. You got negative reviews coming in on Google of people who, you know, get ticked off and take to online reviews to give negative reviews.
And it doesn't take much these days.
It doesn't take a lot, yeah. You've got credit unions trying to train their staff and train their employees to do these better declines, but, you know, there's so many online applications. You got loan officers turning over every 18 months. They've also got incentives that are not really tied to helping someone who's maybe 2 years away from their goal. So they don't do it. And then the last thing, this is the kicker. The kicker was that we found out roughly 95% of credit unions still print and mail their adverse action notices. And I met two senior managers here who, they actually told me how much they make in a year. And when you calculate the amount of hours they spend a month, which is roughly about 2 hours a week for each of them, five managers in the department, each one spends 2 hours a week printing and mailing their adverse action notices. The cost of that was just astronomical.
Yeah, no doubt.
And when we started to say, how many adverse action notices do you send? And how long do you guys, we created an ROI calculator, and we realized just the cost of doing that was more than we were even charging for our decline solution. And since then, I think we've really sort of found our niche and found a way to say a really simple product that's meaningful, which is decline suck. And we found a way to make it better and hopefully solve that major problem, which is 80% of the people you reject will never come back to you.
Yeah, you're right.
And how do we make that? How do we make people feel less personal, less attacked, but more empowered to go take steps forward and empowered and feel confident to reapply with you?
Right, and how to turn that negative into a positive, right?
Exactly.
So and I should have asked you this at the very beginning.
Sure.
Share with folks out there, give folks the elevator speech on Credit Mountain real quick.
I think I kind of did, but the elevator,
Share with me. Yeah, go ahead.
The elevator pitch on Credit Mountain now is we handle the end-to-end decline experience. So our goal is to reinvent what loan rejection looks like. And we do that with three components. One is empathetic and educational adverse action notices that are digital, interactive, and full of learning. Then, once people have a clarity around why they were declined, we want to give them a path forward. So we have our classic Path to Yes product, but we've gone a step extra here and be able to understand decline codes and decline reasons and understand different stipulations and bake that all into the experience. And then once people opt into a Path to Yes, how do we nurture that relationship? And that's what our tool does. I almost call it a CRM for declined borrowers, but fully automated. Every month, we're going to send them a progress report. And as they take steps and actions, when people get to that readiness mark, we do an analysis, say, hey, did they get that loan from anyone else? No, they didn't. Cool, let's send them to your team so you can reach back out with a whole bunch of information to have a transformative conversation.
Love it. Yeah, and what brings you to CU Fin Health?
Oh, it's my favorite conference of the
year. Fair enough.
For sure. I mean, it's not only is the Cornerstone League really the reason we exist and gave us sort of that first foundational pilot that let us grow, but financial health, I do think, is a differentiator for the industry. I think, you know, I really enjoy the people here are really taking a hard look in the mirror and saying, okay, you know, banks, fintechs, credit unions, we're all selling the same product. We do it in different ways, and our differentiation needs to be financial wellness, and that's what the credit union movement has always been about, and I like being able to say, hey, I've got a real way to do something differently and do it better, and learning all the other things I might potentially be able to do better, and how do we all work together and collaborate.
Yeah. What have you learned here? What are some takeaways? Besides that great story that you started out with, talking to those folks, those credit union folks, what else have you gleaned from some of the content here this week?
It's a good question. Tough one. Not for it.
Or maybe any, maybe I should say, hey, any highlights stand out for you?
Yeah, I mean, I look, at the end of the day, I'm always looking through the ship I'm having to captain, right? And, you know, like, in the startup world, there's a 70, 80% chance you hit an iceberg and die, right? And yeah, so, yeah, for me, it's with each time you turn that ship, it's a little nervous, like, mm-hmm, oh, man, mm-hmm, okay, how many more turns do we have left in us, does the team have left in us? And this conference has really confirmed to me this list of pain points that we thought. My favorite story from this credit, from the time was, somebody came up to me and said, I've got a funny story for you. My sister got declined at my credit union, and she calls the call center because she's not really sure why. Her credit's not that bad, and she was confused. So she calls the call center. She can't get in touch with anyone to give her an answer. Then she's like, of course. My sister works at the credit union. So she calls her sister and says, hey, I got declined. I have this adverse action notice. Her sister says, bring it over. When you come over, bring over the letter. I got you. I work at the credit union, of course. I can tell you what to do.
Okay.
And she's like, I looked at that letter, and I looked at my sister, and she's like, sorry, sis, I have no idea why you got declined.
Oh, gosh.
And I think that was like one of those moments that you're just like, yes, this adverse action notice is not only like pathetic, but it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got senior managers stuffing envelopes. You've got some print shop sending out 5,000 of these a month at $1.20 or even 80 cents a piece. Wow. You're like, wow. I guess no one's looked at this specific problem.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was just nice to hear multiple stories like that this week of people being like, yeah, here's a time where individuals were impacted. And we never really thought about this 3 years ago, that we should go all the way to the moment of decline.
Yeah, yeah.
And now kind of seeing that 360 picture, it's like, okay, I think we're going to find it. And I think I feel confident that we're going to be at CU Fin Health for the next 10 years.
Well, I'm sure they're glad to have you here for sure. Because, yeah. I mean, obviously you guys really... you found your niche, so to speak, and you're filling it really, really well.
Feeling confident that we found it.
Yeah.
We've been searching for it for a while.
And I think you found it.
Hopefully, yes.
Well, I mean, just based on what you just said, it sounds like there's a real need for, again, turning that negative into a positive, turning it into an opportunity.
Right.
So, yeah. So, good stuff. Anything else to add to what's the rest of 2024 look like for Credit Union?
Yeah, we hope to just continue scaling this decline process. You know, we're interested to meet credit unions that are also doing interesting things to help do this manually, and how can we take that spirit and make it something that other credit unions with less resources or too much scale can also implement. So we're always interested to meet people. There were a lot of credit unions who have a DIY for it, and it was exciting to sit down with them. And I told them, like, I'm not trying to sell you on our product. Like, I just want to learn what steps and actions you take, and is there some best practices we can incorporate to others? So, you know, my ask is just that we as an industry figure out how to make this rejection process something that's not painful. I consider it like a breakup, you know? It's like, there's two ways a breakup ends. Somebody screams in the middle of a restaurant and says, to heck with you, and never comes again. And there's other breakups where they're still friends 5 years later, you know?
Yeah.
And my goal is to help people have that ladder. And our philosophy from day one has always been, we follow our climbers to the top of the mountain and we follow their lead. So the credit unions tell us what they do, how they do it, what works, and then we figure out, can we turn that into software?
Indeed, indeed. Well, I think you guys are doing something pretty darn good out there. And so how many clients do you have now? You said 20 some? Or?
Yeah, I think we're at 20.
Well done. Wow.
We got like
big change from a year
ago.
We got
like 7 or 8. In like contract review right
Very
now.
Very nice.
Because it's a no-brainer. Okay, actually, here's my pitch, my one pitch. My promise to any credit union is that our solution costs less than what you currently spend to print and mail adverse action notices. And that's been our promise to each client. When they see it, they're like, oh, this is better, 10x better than what we do today, and it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So our hope is that we can use this as a way to really kind of make this a universal credit union-only solution.
Yeah.
And as long as credit unions can move with us quickly, then we don't have to take any of these sort of inbound. We're getting inbound leads from banks. It's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It turns out, from a compliance perspective, they tell their call center and frontline staff, do not give any credit advice. So when people come in and they show the adverse action notice or they call into the call center, just read the adverse action notice verbatim and hang up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's good customer service.
It's not. It's a giant CYA from, so when they heard about our solution, they were like, wait, so you can, with our brand, give people guidance and without us taking on any additional risk. Yeah. So we've had like 3 of the top 5 banks reach out and say like, hey, can you do a demo? And
I'm
like,
oh, I bet.
And I'm like, we only sell the credit unions right now. Yeah. And I was like, obviously, thank you for reaching out. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Why don't we touch base at the end of the year? But I'm hoping at the end of the year, I'm saying, look, I'm so busy onboarding 100 credit unions or 50 or 30 that we can't work with you right now.
Yeah.
And that's the hope, that this just becomes a credit union solution.
Right on. And that's a good problem to have, too. So
it is a good problem.
Because credit unions are always looking to enhance their value in some form or fashion, and it sounds like this is one of those arrows in their quiver that they can certainly lean on for that. So, yeah, good stuff. Yeah.
And save their employees from having to have one credit union has a Margarita Fridays where the team gets around and stuffs in mails about 1,500 a Friday.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. And then how many margaritas does it take to like mess up an envelope? So not many. So yeah. All right, Nathan, anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, this is awesome.
Yeah, thanks for the impromptu. Thanks for stopping by.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CFN Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.